Hello again, Nigel Ogden here with a somewhat different edition of The Organist Entertains this week, as all our theatre organ music comes from some of America's greatest console artists, both past and present, all interspersed with plenty of music from some of our own top electronic players. Opening honours go to that incredible showman Hector Oliveira, whose various performances during his visits to this country have made such an impact. Here he plays the fabulous 4-manual 42-rank Mahler organ in the Fox Theatre, Atlanta, Georgia, and a little number he jotted down himself called Suzette. Suzette from Hector Oliveira playing the Fox Atlanta Mahler. Well, still in foreign parts, we're about to savour the delights of a Caribbean disco, courtesy of Annette Long at the controls of the Technics U90 Electronic.
Thank you.
clarinet, long and the Technics Unity, creating the atmosphere of a Caribbean disco. Now, the theatre organ is capable of portraying many different moods, but surely no one ever played with greater sensitivity or displayed such an understanding of the instrument's resources than the late Buddy Cole, whose music, played on his own studio organ in Hollywood, is for many people the ultimate in expressive interpretation. His blending of tone colours on the organ was exquisite, and his 26-rank combined Wurlitzer Morton must surely have been one of the finest instruments ever heard. Buddy Cole dedicated this composition to Claire. Claire, composed and played by Buddy Cole on his studio organ. Well, here's a gentleman who spends much of his working life in America, although he is in fact a native of this country, Keith Beckingham. Keith's been associated with Hammond organs for many years now, and his distinctive, easy-on-the-ear style of playing has certainly made him a very popular international organ star. Here he is with a medley of four. Thank you. Beckingham on Hammond Aurora Classic. And just in case your memory let you down, the titles were Yeah Yeah, The Cuckoo Waltz, Ebb Tide, and a little bit of old Tico Tico. Well, here's the sound of the largest theatre organ on tonight's programme, the massive four-manual 58-rack Wurlitzer in New York's Radio City Music Hall, with its twin consoles and full-size concert grand piano attachment. One-time resident organist at Radio City, Ashley Miller, plays it for us now, with a superb arrangement of Irving Berlin's The Piccolino. The Radio City Music Hall Wurlitzer in New York, and The Piccolino, brilliantly played by Ashley Miller. Well, just in case it's slipped your attention, today is officially the longest day of the year, which I think provides an excellent excuse to hear George Gershwin's Summertime given the Peter Haywood treatment this evening on Hohner D98. Thank you. Peter Hayward on Hohner D98 and Summertime. Well, I doubt whether many theatre organ world connoisseurs would deny that the legendary George Wright is probably the most original and inventive stylist of the present era. One can never quite predict how his creative imagination will choose to deal with a particular tune, but the end result has always captured the mood of the music and is performed to perfection. Well, here's a well-known favourite from George Wright, Orchids in the Moonlight, played on the 5-manual 21-rank Wurlitzer, formerly installed in the Paradise Theatre, Chicago. Orchids in the Moonlight from the unique George Wright at the Wurlitzer. Well, there certainly aren't many days when some of Andrew Lloyd Webber's music isn't heard on the radio, and here's another contribution, this time from Phil Tempest on Yamaha FX20, I Know Him So Well. Thank you. I know him so well, played there by Phil Tempest on Yamaha FX20. Well, having heard from George Wright a few minutes ago, here's what he once had to say about our next artist. Lynn Larson has a rare God-given talent which combines a prodigious technique, warmth, wit and lyricism. Above all, he makes music and communicates with people. Well, I don't think I could possibly add anything to that, except to tell you that the organ Lynn's playing is the 4-manual 34-rank Wurlitzer of the Senate Theatre Detroit, and the title of the music, My Heart at Thy Sweet Voice.
Thank you.
Lynn Larson, a truly masterful performance of a beautiful piece of music with superb exploitation of the Senate Theatre Detroit Wurlitzer. Well, let's take a look at what's happening on the theatre organ scene in the British Isles during the coming week. Tomorrow evening at 6:45, Howard Beaumont at Marston Green Hospital, Birmingham, and at 7:30, Ian Flitcroft plays the 3J's Gomersall Compton. On Sunday the 23rd, four concerts at 2:30pm with William Davis at Ryde Town Hall, Carlo Curley at the Free Trade Hall, Manchester, Howard Beaumont at the Social Welfare Hall, Harworth, and John Barlow and Terry Hepworth at St John Vianney Church, Ilford. At 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, David Ivory at the Abbey Hall, Abingdon, George Blackmore at Stotfold Social Club, and I'll be taking part in the grand reopening concert of the Compton in the Pavilion, Bournemouth. And our final American organ star on tonight's show is another member of the younger generation, Johnny Seng. Once again, an extremely inventive mind, coupled with outstanding technical ability, make Johnny's performances very exciting to hear, particularly when he's able to give full rein to his ideas on an instrument like this one, the Wurlitzer, formerly in the New York Paramount Theatre studio, and now in a specially designed building at the home of Richard Lodehose on Long Island, enlarged from its original 21 ranks of pipes to 35. From a 1930 movie called Monte Carlo comes Beyond the Blue Horizon. The ex-Paramount Theatre studio Wurlitzer in the very capable hands and feet of Johnny Seng, bringing this week's show to a lively end. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our American pipes and English electronics this week, and that you'll be able to join me again at 9:15 next Friday, when our personality profile turns the spotlight on someone who's been an integral part of the British theatre organ scene for so many years, Dudley Savage. Until then, with thanks to producer Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for listening, and bye for now.